This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2021. I'm Father Alexis, and we are reading through the Scriptures each day of the year using the Orthodox Study Bible. Today is day 16 of our readings, and it's January 16. So today we will be reading from Genesis chapter 16, Psalm 18, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 23 through 27, and Matthew chapter 11. In Genesis today, we are introduced to Hagar and learn of the conception of Ishmael, Abram's firstborn, but not the one to inherit the promise that will be reserved for Isaac. St. Paul says that this passage is an allegory and that Hagar and Ishmael represent the old covenant of the law. Sarah and Isaac will represent the new covenant with freedom in Christ. And you may recognize the opening verses of Psalm 18 that we will read today from the Prokimenon said at several feasts, especially those of apostles, where their proclamation went forth into all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. Now to the readings. Let's begin. Genesis chapter 16. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bore him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarai said to Abram, "See now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. Go in to my maid. Perhaps I shall obtain children by her." Thus Abram obeyed the voice of Sarai. Then Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar her maid, the Egyptian, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife, after Abram dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. So he went in to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw she had conceived, her mistress became despised in her eyes. Then Sarai said to Abram, "My wrong be upon you. I gave my maid into your embrace, and when she saw she had conceived, I became despised in her eyes. May God judge between you and me." Thus Abram said to Sarai, "Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do with her as you please." So when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. Now the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. Then he said, "Hagar, Sarai's maid, where have you come from and where are you going?" She replied, "I am fleeing from the presence of my mistress Sarai." The angel of the Lord then said to her, "Return to your mistress and humble yourself under her hand." Again the angel of the Lord said to her, "I will surely multiply your seed exceedingly, that it may not be counted because of its multitude." Once again the angel of the Lord said to her, "Behold, you are with child, and you shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, for the Lord has taken notice of your humiliation. He shall be a rustic man, and his hand shall be against every man, and every man's hand against him. He shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren." Then Hagar called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, "You are the God who sees me," for she said, "I have seen the one who appeared to me face to face." Therefore she called the well of him I saw before me. Observe, it is between Kadesh and Bered. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram named his son whom Hagar bore Ishmael. Now Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram.
Psalm 18. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows the creation of his hands. Day to day utters speech. and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voices are not heard. Their proclamation went forth into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In the sun he set his tabernacle, and it rejoices exceedingly, like a bridegroom coming forth from his bridal chamber, like a strong man to run a race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit runs to the other end, and nothing shall be hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is blameless, converting souls. The testimony of the Lord is trustworthy, making children wise. The ordinances of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is bright, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring unto ages of ages. The judgments of the Lord are true, being altogether just. More to be desired are they than gold, and a very precious stone. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. For indeed your servant keeps them. In keeping them there is great reward. Who will understand his transgressions? Cleanse me from hidden sins, and spare your servant from unnatural sins. If they have no dominion over me, then I shall be blameless, and I shall be cleansed from great sin. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always pleasing before you, O Lord, my helper and my redeemer. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 23 through 27. My son, do not be careless, but keep my counsel in thinking, that your soul may live, and grace may be around your neck, and there will be healing for your flesh, and care for your bones, that you may walk confidently in peace in all your ways, and your foot may not stumble. For if you sit down, you will be without fear, and if you lie down, your sleep will be pleasant. Matthew chapter 11. Now it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We mourned to you, and you did not lament.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by her children." Then he began to rebuke the cities in which most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted to heaven, will be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in that day of judgment than for you. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yesterday we spoke a bit about fears. Daily fears can feel like a great weight, and when you combine that to all our other burdens, concerns, and responsibilities, it can sometimes feel overwhelming. But Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, that sounds good, but what does that actually mean? How does attaching ourselves to Christ lighten the load? Father Barnabas Powell reminded me of some important things in this regard. Firstly, when we yoke ourselves to Christ, it gives us some true perspective of life's meaning and purpose. This allows us to be present with Jesus and not burdened by the supposed failures of the past or worries about the future. Secondly, when we are yoked to Christ, we begin to become more like Him. We are moving towards that likeness that had fallen away. Our noose becomes cleaner, brighter. We can see better. Our vision becomes clearer. And we can begin to get rid of unhelpful beliefs and unwarranted opinions of myself and of others. And thirdly, when we are yoked to the Lord, we are constantly reminded that the Lord is here to serve, not to be served. Being yoked to Him reminds us that this is our calling as Christians too. And this realization helps us to get rid of false expectations about what life is supposed to look like. Letting go of what the world says I should be expecting and thinking about how I can love others can be a great release and actually allow you to do the work our Lord calls us to, free of the burdens and weights that come with a self-centered world outlook. All this comes, though, with the understanding that our Orthodox faith must be intentional. It doesn't just happen, nor does being yoked to Christ. It is a decision that we must make today and every day. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.